right now, let's go out to our friend Eric Schiffer. Eric, welcome. Eric Rose,
please. Hi, doctor.
You got it. Political commentator, crisis management specialist. So here we are again. Where would you like to start, Eric? There's always lots to talk about.
We have no lack of good content, that's for sure.
You want to give? I want to give some thoughts on John Kelly stepping in. I'm curious what you think about that.
Well, I think it was time to get someone that at least can bring a certain level of order to the staff. But I don't think at the end of the day it's going to have the impact that those in the administration would like to see it have, largely because Donald Trump is lacking the discipline. He's run a flat organization for years on the business side. Anyone could get to him.
Right.
Anyone. And he would give out his cell phone. People would walk in. That's just his style. You're not going to change that style. I think he's trying right now because I think he wants to conform. But I don't think he has the emotional discipline.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just and largely because of his needs. He needs so much affirmation.
Yeah.
And part of the openness allows him to get that. And I don't think he's going to be willing or able psychologically to cut that off.
If you were General Kelly reminding ourselves that this is a man that is generals are top-notch administrators.
Sure.
Wouldn't you try to organize the administration of the White House in such a way that he got that on one side, like with his kids or something, and then you run an administration on the other? Does that make sense?
I think what he will try to do is contain Donald Trump to the level he's able. And look, generals are good at containing, right? Whether it's a war zone or, a battleground where
right.
they have to contain the enemy.
Right.
I think he'll look at it in that regard. He certainly understands propaganda. I think the communications team will be a lot more disciplined, a lot more traditional once it gets going. But I don't think he's going to be able to materially change things. And I think he recognizes that, at least from a public-facing standpoint, and therefore will build a system around it. But the problem I see, and I think where Kelly will probably not work out, is he's going to get undermined. There will be at some point in time, whether it's a month or 3 months, and likely within 3 to 6 months, where he's going to be undermined. And it will happen publicly. It'll happen through a leak. And then his power administratively will be reduced, and the structure will then begin to crumble. And that's what I see happening.
Speaking to Eric Schiffer, political commentator, crisis management specialist, two things I want to get into. One is right now there is a White House press conference where the White House is pushing this immigration plan. They're saying it's the biggest overhaul in 50 years. I want to talk about, what the likelihood they can get something like that through is in a second. But before I do, I want to talk about Scaramucci. I heard today that he's sort of out on the speaking circuit, and you're a crisis management specialist. And I also heard he was getting $75,000 for speech. It seems to me he's being sort of kicked out, marginalized. And this isn't a day when, Bill Clinton can get $3 million for a speech. You know what I mean? It's like, hit the trail, kid. Is am I right here? Or is that, if you were managing him, let's put it that way, would you advise him to hit the trail, the speaking trail?
I think anything that he can do to begin to rebuild his credibility is a good thing. I think a professional speech in a corporate setting that's going to get billing is probably a good thing. I don't think he needs the money, but it's more about repositioning. He's got to rebuild credibility, and his credibility was decimated.
Got it.
And it was a really brutal thing. And look, he was self-sabotaged himself in the worst way. It shows what power can do emotionally to someone. And, he just he became Donald Trump. He was channeling him to the level of suicide. There's only one person that can get away with that kind of behavior. And even Donald Trump, I think, wouldn't have gone to that level.
As to that end, what about this idea that the White House keeps pushing out that they're joking? Would you advise that strategy in crisis management? I was just kidding. But they're all kind of championing that same sort of posture.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't think it works. I think that their biggest problem is credibility. They have lost trust amongst the majority of the American public. The lies have been too continual. The best thing they can do is to begin to be transparent and to rebuild trust. And you don't do that through responses that say you're joking. You do it through taking responsibility and being accountable.
It's interesting that I wondered to myself to that end about the so-called lies or the misdirections or whatever you want to call them, that I bet there's a certain percentage of the Trump's base that likes it when he does that because it shows the knee-jerk response of the press reporting things that aren't true.